Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v intervjuju na Radio Študent. Danes gostimo zasedbo Invasives iz Kanade, oziroma mesta Vancouver, ki nocoj nastopi v Ortobaru, poleg še enih Kanačanov, The Hanson Brothers. Invasives so v Sloveniji že nastopili, prvič leta 2007 z No Means No, nato so bili v letu 2008-2010 solo in letos so spet v kompletu s kanadskimi The Hanson Brothers. Turneja teka že med par dni. Včeraj so igrali na Hrvaškem, danes kot že rečeno so v Ortobaru in pozdravljam fante. Hello guys.
Hi.
Welcome on Radio Student for the first time.
Thank you for having us.
Byron, Adam and Hans. You've started a tour with the Hanson Brothers in March. Two Canadian bands, one a little bit older and another younger one. How it is it on tour with those guys?
It's great. We tour with them.
We have toured with them a lot in the past as No Means No or as Hanson Brothers in Canada. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they're a pleasure to be with. Mm-hmm. And we're lucky enough that they keep asking us to come back because I guess they're not tired of us yet.
Great.
Yeah.
You played two shows in Croatia, Zagreb and Osijek. How was it?
They were great. Really good shows. Is it Osijek?
I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I was just is my pronunciation good? Osijek is was super fun.
Why?
It's just the atmosphere is great in smaller towns.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was really fun.
It was really good. Zagreb was a difficult show for us because my amplifier stopped working after the first song. Then we had to scramble and get stuff going. But there was lots of people at both shows. It was really enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what did you do then?
I used one of Tom's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
so now
it was different sound probably.
Well, yeah, I didn't have time to EQ it or anything, mm-hmm. so it was a bit of a hassle, and it made me kind of grumpy. So I was in a bad mood for mm-hmm. the rest of the show, but I was trying to get back into it, but I just wasn't.
But what about today? You will also play on his amplifier?
Yeah, I got it all sorted. Mm-hmm. It's fine now.
It's fixed now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fixed.
I'll be playing a ukulele for the entire set.
Now you're for the fourth time in Europe, is that right?
That's right. Yep.
First one with No Means No, and then two times solo, and now with Hanson's.
Yeah.
What's better, to travel alone or with another band? What is the difference?
People screaming outside. It's great to travel with another band, especially a band that's a band of the caliber of No Means No, mm-hmm. Because then you know when we're on our own, a lot of the time an issue will be. Are people going to show up to the show in places where we haven't been? We've always been really, it's been great here in Slovenia in general, basically, for us. There's, mm-hmm. you know, because we've played here with No Means No, some people want to come back and see us again when we come back. But in some other places where we've never been before and nobody's ever heard of us, it can be difficult when we're by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's great because we've developed really good friendships with those guys. Mm-hmm. So to have a bigger group where there's more friends and then, you know, makes traveling more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember one show in 2008. It was the Baraka Fest near Ljubljana.
We're
a really small place. You play, I don't know, in 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. I will always remember that show. Yeah, always. It was so much fun.
That was the barbecue.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that was great. That was really fun. Mm-hmm. That was the first show of that tour?
I think you
went... Oh, no, we played one other one in Germany before that one.
That's right.
That was, we were so tired because that was the time where we were on our way over here, but there was the volcano in Iceland. So we had to travel for 3 days through the United States.
No, volcano was later.
Was that the time after? Yeah,
that
was after. I'm confused.
Volcano was in 2010.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, that was. That was after.
Right. Sorry, thanks. Never mind.
Never mind.
Yeah. This is live. We can't do that.
What about touring in Canada? Do you tour there a lot also?
Yeah.
Yeah. We just did Cross Canada last year. And it was long drives. Long drives.
Okay. It's but, much bigger than our little Slovenia. Yeah.
But it's really fun. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like really the driving is, you know, to drive 10 to 12, you know, hours from show to show can be, it's a strain. Like a short drive is like 8 hours. Mm-hmm. So you basically get up first thing in the morning as early as you can and hit the road.
And what is another difference except long driving?
I find that especially in smaller towns in Canada, there's not as much of a, say, like a cultural art kind of scene for young people. Mm-hmm. So when a band like us rolls into town, it's sometimes really not easy to be able to be understood or, like, you know,
or have an
appropriate venue to play in. Mm-hmm. So that part can be difficult. It's different over here in Europe because...
Well, there's more people, so there's more of a, you know, when you roll into a tiny little town in Canada, like, you know, if you go to Saskatoon, there is a punk rock scene there, but it's just really small.
Mm-hmm. And what means? How many people can show up on
that? Well, we've played places in Canada that, like, towns that have 300 people.
Mm-hmm.
So small. Mm-hmm. But that was a really good show.
That was a good show, yeah.
Sometimes it's just hard because there's a lot of bands out on the road and not very many people to go see them.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
tough, especially for a band like us.
Mm-hmm. It's similar, like, here in Europe. Many bands... Many so shows many every day.
Peeing into the ocean.
There
I
are
yeah.
five different shows in Ljubljana in one night.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is different. You like three bands, you don't know which one to go. And
you gotta ask the eight ball.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Very nice.
Your latest record is, till now, is still a desk job at Castle Dracula. Dracula.
Yeah.
But before this tour, you released two new songs on 7-inch.
That's right.
Why did you release only 7-inch?
Well, it's really expensive to record a full-length record. And we're totally independent. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to get something out quickly so that we could have something for the trip.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing a full-length album as soon as we can. But right now, you know, mm-hmm.
it's just the
short.
The timing was more... It was just better for the just two songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a limited time, and then also we needed to have funds for the trip.
Yeah, so. I think what we're planning on doing when we go home is just to release something that's just going to be available online, so we can record a record and then not press it, and maybe just, you know, give songs away for free, because it's, you know, when we're not out on the road, we're not really selling any records, like hard copies, so they just sit in our houses, and. Yeah, they're not available to anybody because we don't have distribution or anything. So, but that's why the internet's
just
so great.
Just DIY,
it
helps a lot.
Oh, it's wonderful.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
If you know how to work with it, also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which we could always get better at.
So, but you have many new material, I suppose.
Yeah.
You play just new songs.
Tonight.
Yes.
We're playing
on this tour.
On this tour, we're playing two songs that are brand new, and then the rest of the set is the new 7-inch Desk Job at Castle Dracula. There's some sweet kicking and screaming songs on there from the record before the self-titled record.
And this record, which is
we're playing almost all of Desk Job at Castle Dracula. Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
So let's listen one song from the desktop at Castle Dracula.
So ain't it? So ain't it all?
talked about your 7-inch, but does it still have sense to release full record this time, or is it better to release just EP with few songs?
What I'd really like to do is to do like a double record.
Double record.
Double record, because we have enough material right now to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would like to do, but we just, you know, it's expensive, especially to press something like that. So if anybody out there in the world is listening to this at any point in time that wants to give Invasive some money, please give us some money. Because we would love to do lots of things. But yeah, it's just, this is all, we just chose to do this because it was quick and easy and we liked the two songs. So we were like, let's just do these. We also recorded at the same time a song, a Ramon song. We did We're a Happy Family. And that's going on a compilation, a Ramones compilation, 7-inch with the Hanson Brothers, mm-hmm. and with
two other bands.
Yeah, but I can't remember their names.
Canadian bands?
One's from American. Seattle.
Mm-hmm. They're both from Seattle.
Yeah, but I can't remember their names. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Hope you're not listening.
You all three live in Vancouver.
Yes. Yep.
What about underground scene? Out there, is it?
It's forever changing, really.
Yeah,
and it's very young. Like it's young. A lot of young people.
Mm-hmm.
It's
that's a lot of young bands.
That's where, lots and lots of bands, and it's hard to keep up to actually what's going on, mm-hmm. because it's almost like too much change all the time.
Well, there's lots of stuff, like, you know, there's the same. There's like really small like even cafes or restaurants that have. You know, really, we'd have like what they call fake jazz Wednesdays, where it's just like noise bands all night and stuff like
noise
that.
Noise bands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's noise bands and there's folk bands and there's like, you know, this new sort of soft rock thing that's going through.
Soft?
Yeah, sort of like what would you call, I don't know, it's like country rock infused thing. There's so much going on. There's so many people influenced by so many different things. That, yeah.
It's kind of like My Morning Jacket. There's
a lot of that going on?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, but there's punk bands, there's crust punk bands, there's weird bands, mm-hmm. there's a lot of bands. Yeah.
Also in Slovenia, a lot of bands.
Yeah.
What Invasives do when they are not Invasives?
What do we do?
Oh, jeez.
Who am I?
You're just Invasives. And
I just cry.
Yeah.
You practice a lot? Or jamming?
Yeah, we rehearse. Yeah. And we're constantly writing and looking towards doing new things. Like Byron's saying, we're always having ideas and just, you know, working out the logistics of how we want to achieve these ideas. It's always working down the pipeline with Invasives, for sure. Mm-hmm. Always, yeah.
Always looking forward.
And then we work jobs because that, you know, we need mm-hmm. to pay the bills.
Of course,
feed, yeah.
You have families,
all that, probably. Families, all that kind mm-hmm. of stuff. Yeah, yeah. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. Normal.
Yeah,
things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, normal things. Yeah.
One question, sorry, Hans, but I have to ask these brothers. What about your side project, Billy Goat Heaven?
Uh-huh.
What is this?
Well,
can you tell us about?
It started out. Hans has to leave a week before the dates with the Hanson Brothers.
Okay.
Are over, and we're sharing gear,
mm-hmm.
and so we were trying to figure out, when we heard that that Hans had to do that, we needed a plan to finish the tour.
Mm-hmm.
So Adam wrote an entire set of music for us to play.
Byron helped out a lot.
And we started rehearsing in like...
A couple months ago.
Yeah, late November, and Hans's flight was 5 hours late to get here, so he missed the first show of the tour too, which wasn't planned, so we had to do the show. It was our first show we ever did. 35-minute set. I play drums and sing, and Adam plays bass and sings.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's nerve-wracking because it's all new material, but it's getting there.
It's kind of like a good scary to experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What sort of music is it?
We don't even know.
No.
Uh-huh.
It's like
undefined.
You can't even listen to it if you want to, because there's nothing online yet.
Yeah.
We don't have a record. We have nothing. So
yeah. We're just filling the gap.
Yeah. So if you want to see any of those, travel to Germany or.
Which date is it?
Hamburg is the first one.
Oh, that's, you know, where is Hamburg?
I know where the Hamburg is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so unfortunately, Hans is.
It's
got to go home. I would much rather play the shows as Invasives, but. This is what we gotta do to make ends meet.
And through this process, it's, you know, it's giving us ideas of maybe something that we could carry on with.
Okay. You're probably familiar with the new music. What are you listening few months? Or in what are you listening in Van? Just local radio station?
No music, we don't talk. It's just not quiet.
Antisocial.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
We just glare at each other.
Yeah.
I just glare out the windshield.
This year, I really like the new Low record. You know Low?
Low.
They're on Sub Pop. They're fantastic.
Okay.
The new Battles record. Battles on World.
Battles, yes. Yes. They played in Ljubljana.
Did you go to the
June.
Show?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, they had some technical problems.
Oh, with the screens?
Yeah, screens, okay.
Yeah, we've heard about that, yeah.
But I didn't see them where Braxton was still in the band.
Yeah, we saw them with him, too.
Yeah, we saw them with him, yeah.
But I like both versions of the band.
Yeah,
I like them both.
Me too.
Yeah. And, besides that, I don't know. What the heck do we listen to? I like Tom Holliston's new record.
Yeah.
I think it's really good. I've been listening, that's what I listen to a lot on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
And besides that, I listen to a lot of old stuff. I don't know.
Okay, leave this.
I like everything.
What about today's show? You're gonna play one full hour? Is that right?
Tonight?
Yes.
Probably 50 minutes.
50
minutes.
Yeah.
Just under an hour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Without stopping, just.
Just
no,
go.
We'll stop.
Ramon style.
No, stop.
We might stop and say hi.
Okay.
Yeah. Or go stand at the bar for a while. Or yeah, that's about it.
Okay, I wish you a good show.
Thank you very
and
much.
Good
you.
Energy on the stage.
We'll
thank
do
you
what
very
we can.
Much for visiting Radio Student for first time.
It's our pleasure.
Maybe there'll be a second time.
I hope.
Okay.
Third also, maybe not second, just third.
Just the third time. We'll skip the second one. Yeah, that sounds
third
good.
Fourth.
Okay, have a nice show tonight.
Thank you.
Skratka, poslušalke in poslušalci, nocoj v Ortobaru Invasives in The Hanson Brothers, urnik je pa sledeč. Blagajna se odpre ob 8, Invasives začnejo točno 9:15, The Hanson Brothers pa 9:50. Intervju sem vodil Gašper Prus.
Intervju Radija Študent.